Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's show.
Well, yes, here we are in studio. I'm stepping on my cord.
B.
Oh. we are the Detroit Sports Authorities. Everything we say today is our own opinion, so go screw yourself if you're trying to sue us. Unless you're a billionaire who wants to take us in a 2015 Bentley to a strip mall massage parlor. Let's see, we do have the highest authorities here. We don't have the FCC. We do have the DMCA that we follow. So all of our
language might get a little salty. In fact, we're planning on it.
Yeah, you know, salty like a lot of protein, if you know what I mean, like all over your hand. What else did we not cover? That's about it.
We have the highest standards.
We do have the highest standards right here. And we also do have all the way in season... The Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there in Asian massage land. Yeah.
And coming all the way from rubdown table number two is our sport director here at CK, Mark Milchek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. Not you.
Ooh la la.
Absolutely. Let's just right off the bat. There's two things young John knows about, sports and sex, okay? Nobody who's a billionaire just happens to be driving along by himself in a four-year-old Bentley who's a billionaire who could have a new car every damn day just happens to go, well, there's a 7-Eleven right there in that strip mall next to it. What's that? You know, I am getting a little crinky in the back. Maybe I'll pull over for a massage.
Maybe he's getting a little crinkly.
Yeah, really.
Maybe she got a little crinkly, if you know what I mean.
It is an amazing thing. He all of a sudden needs a massage, you know, right that very minute, yet who has personal masseuses on his staff? If you're really feeling ouchy, you go down to that medical staff you pay for. Idiot. Evidently,
he wanted somebody else on his staff.
Wait.
Oh, snap.
There you go. Job well done. See, what happens is nobody just happens to go into these places unless you know what's behind that door. And if you're a billionaire, you're trying to risk... You know that the risks are lowered because somebody told you, in our opinion, somebody told you what's going on behind that door. And you didn't go there once. You went there bucks for a knuckle shuffle? Honestly? You old bag, and it took you 14 minutes?
You could have came to Detroit, and the old bag would have done it for nothing.
Here. It's Mrs. Ford. How are you, boys?
I'm telling you, those NFL owner meetings could be pretty interesting, couldn't they? Yeah. Holy cow.
That's kind of craft. I just wanted to see his mayo.
She would have made an exception. You know, the linebackers would have been like second fiddle to you.
Well, I would have had the gangbang, and the old craft would have been in the middle. It would have been some, like, Swiss cheese. He could have taken my holes.
Oh, my God.
It's a little black. It's white. It's black. It's white. It's my Michael Jackson for today. That's what I do. It's like a strobe light. I mean, just think about that. Old Robert, he's a youngster. I'm 90-something. He's only 77. He can still get it up.
Robbing the cradle again.
That's right. Ooh, 23 skidoo, you know. I am filled with some 77-year-old wad pop. You know, that thing would sound like a ball bearing through a pipe. Bing, 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 bing. There, look at the dust. Oh, it reminds me of my 1907. You know, the first time I got any. In the back of the original Model T.
Oh, jeez.
Like, you know what was going on. You knew there was underage, if they are, underage women, but certainly sex trafficking. You don't go there once. You don't go there twice. One time, it's a Carrera deal. But still, you're a billionaire with a B. You go out to Vegas. You get the $5,000 a night escorts. You take them on your boat. You come back. I mean, both nuts emptied, and it's like we had a happy day we had, you know, and you don't go through all of this. I mean, really, $100, you know, to charm the snake? Come on, 14 minutes? I love the fact. And they got your wrinkly ass on video. Now, we know that he got, you know, the Mr. Happy Hand, you know, but, you know, near you, you know. I mean, this thing is going to be, it's, forget about the Kardashians. This guy, forget about the NFL. You're going to have, I mean, here.
Music?
What would you put?
I don't know. I mean, interesting, huh?
I don't know, but I mean, what came out of that Kraft Candy kitchen there? Ping! Ping, 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 ping.
It had to be something like, I don't know, Lawrence.
20 Kraft. Minutes. Oh, Mr. Kraft, something wrong here. There, that's my... Oh,
are you okay?
That's my 14-year... Like, hide in with the rest of the 81 Dodge Omnis and the 2001, you know, Saturn sitting out there.
And the Vegas.
Yeah, and the Vegas and a couple of Pintos laying on there. And here's a fucking Rolls Royce right here in the middle. Yeah, he went deep...
Notice.
Yeah, I know. It's not like he tapped on the shoulder and go, Jeeves, turn here in that strip mall. I just saw an Asian place.
Yeah.
Somebody told him, somebody tipped him off. Now, you got two different ways going on here. Either somebody set him up, but then you wouldn't go back twice.
Right.
You know? But he knew what was behind the door. He knew that those women may be a little bit young, you know? Which, a billionaire. So this tells you, what has this guy been doing? This is where he gets caught. What has this guy been doing since then? I don't want to know. You can do whatever thing. Have fun, man. When it comes to mattress time, have a ball. You know? However, when you know that you're in a place that's doing trafficking, you're done. The NFL's got to get him out.
Yeah.
How else are you going to do this? You know? I mean, obviously, he got his caramels unwrapped. You know? Mr. Kraft. You know, Kraft also owns Heinz. So evidently he shook his bottle upside
he's
down.
He's not connected with the Kraft Foods, though.
No, it's got to kill him.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
Yeah.
Because if they don't nail him down, it's not the sex thing. That's kind of cool. You went back that second time. It's like a Cabrera.
Yep.
With that second kid. That's what knocks you flat. Plus, you know that they were trafficking. You know, you look at all these other people that got stung there. A lot of the rich and famous went to this little beat-up, rotten little place.
Yeah.
Knowing. They all knew what was going on. And that's why they went back, because there was...
Another thing is, too, is not only he's the owner of a football team, he's an owner of an MLS soccer team, too.
They won't care. Fuck, they need the money.
No, but what I'm saying is, too, that if he's... let's say that they do something with him and he's not... They kick him out as the owner of a football team, what do they do?
But what are they going to do? What? Here, Major League Soccer won't care. You got a guy with big money who's not going to be in the NFL anymore, you know, and you got this. Now, it's going to be creepy because if Florida comes out and says, look, for honest God, these people are sex traffickers, we're nailing them, and we're nailing these guys. It's just saying casual sex, you know. The funny thing is that they're real that. You can't put that in evidence. Yeah, you know. Here's the story, though. Who put the camera in there? Couldn't be the feds, because if the feds were trying to figure out this sex trafficking place, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
But now, if Kraft's lawyer is already saying this is child porn, then, gee, Mr. Kraft, you know, who put all five, who put the palm on Big Ted there? You know? No? She did ask me to go to the prom with her. You know, I mean, either which way.
Kind of sounds like Roy Moore, don't it? Allegedly.
Who?
Roy Moore, the guy in Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, but they didn't have videos. They got videos on this guy. You know, I don't want to see a 77-year-old guy laying down going, eh. I would have just go, good to the last drop. There's that Maxwell. There you go. Hey, I heard that. Wait a minute. I'm coming too. No, you're not, Mrs. Ford. Get away.
It's been 12 years now. Come on. Huh? We've been waiting, you know, 12 years.
12 years for
her to come. Just wait. Just wait.
Hey.
Anytime now.
Good things turn out. Yep, those fallopian tubes are kind of flat. Here we go. I got some new Goodyear in there. No, I got... Said that with a straight voice. Mark was pretending he was Mrs. Ford, okay? That wasn't right. His real voice.
No,
he wasn't
right.
Pretending. Yeah, he was right. Trying to do a character at that particular time.
Yes. Yeah.
He was more method acting. All right, so.
Whatever.
Ooh la la.
Whatever.
So the NFL's got a really but they say, oh, this is really a twisty. Oh, this is really
crinkly.
It's not even one of those. I mean, it's so clear cut. The guy's got to go, and then whatever, you know, but they go, but it's only a class one felony. But if it's, I mean, how many things we got to untangle here? There was human trafficking here. There are underage girls that you're paid for to give you sex of some kind of. Can you imagine, though? I mean, everything else aside, you know, the underage and all that stuff. You see a 77-year-old crank coming at you going, here's some money. You know what to do. It's like, oh, I'm not doing anything but just putting my hand on it. Okay. You know? I mean, it's like, how much? This guy's a billionaire. Could have gave that chick $1,000. They said, sit and spin, you know? No. You know, it's like, how much more does your ego got to be taken down? It's like, okay. Henceforth, the reason why you get crinkly. First time prostitution charge? And even then so, you know, or a two-time prostitution charge, you know, anywhere else, 77-year-old guy would be going, hell yeah, that's me, man, twice in a night.
Well, it all depends on what kind of PR hit they're willing to take. Because the longer this goes on, the worse they're going to look.
Every time that, yeah, taking the hand shuffle.
Taking two knees.
Ooh la la. Oh, snap.
There you go. Nice job, you. I'll even call the cops on that one. Job well done. Job well done. But that's the whole thing. Kids, I mean, he's gone, and you got one of the most influential influential owners to leave the NFL. Now, who owns the Patriots? It was instrumental because he tried to get, you know, the heat off, you know, that Trump stupid made-up fucking stuff, you know. But Kraft took a little bit of the heat because he golfs with the idiot president, you know. So without that buffer, now what? At short term.
Because, I mean, the other owners are going to look at this and they're going to say, well, you haven't done anything yet?
Yeah, especially the ones who want him out quickly.
Yeah.
But then again, I was like a spit there for a while. They were just like turning me over.
Rolling.
Keeping me warm there.
8 of them. I mean 3.
Ooh la la.
However, here you go. And in an NFL that has not handled anything correctly, nothing correctly, even paying off Kaepernick, and that kind of went with all the crazy. This is, folks, if you're going to do. And Snyder left Lansing. Who knew? You know, it's like he was one of the biggest assholes of all time, in our opinion. You know? And now all of a sudden, it was like, oh yeah, he's still not there. It's crazy. Now we have the woman that gives.
Well, we're not going to change instant. We're going to change our video review at all.
Why?
It's not. They couldn't come up with anything. So, screw you.
They couldn't come up with anything?
Couldn't come up with anything. Nope, couldn't agree on anything.
I came up with something.
So all the problems.
For 14 minutes.
All the problems we talked about with the
they did a review on that. AAF.
In the booth. talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to do the play-by-play on that one.
They're going to have the guys in Toronto review that one. Did he go over the line? Did he? Yes, he did. There it is. There's a 14-minute mark, and he just hit it. Go. There was a challenge on the field by the Florida Police Department. Florida State Police.
But, for all the big, again, we talk. Can these guys handle anything properly?
No, not at all. I mean, ever since Goodell's got in there.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to figure out how to get Roselle back. Dig him up. Florida. Mrs. Ford came by and wanted some. Yeah. My face is okay. You want to take a look at it? They had a look at the review to see if he stretched it far enough. Yeah, okay. Well, I don't remember too many bad things happening with that guy.
No, he was okay.
So where the hell did they dig this guy up at?
Have you noticed lately all the commissioners of all the leagues...
Our dicks?
have all gone to shit.
There you go.
You know, Goodell, Bettman. I don't know about a whole lot of bad things about Silver, but, you know. But
Silver's just hanging on. He's doing nothing, and he's looking great by doing nothing.
Well, maybe because... You know, maybe he does nothing. Maybe that's what a commissioner should do, is nothing.
You know what, Silver, though? Doesn't he look like a really tall sex toy? Like a human sex toy? That's fucking weird.
He should attend an NFL owners meeting, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe he should be driving Kraft around.
Yeah, maybe he was. He does. He looks like a human sex toy. You should put like a couple of double D batteries in him and...
Or send him down to Ford Field.
Here I am.
Oh, no linebackers? Well, here I am.
In between periods, as long as it's a black one. Is he a black one? There you go. Does it have lifelike veins? Here we go. I think I just came again.
How'd you like that, Martha?
Yeah, really. Honestly, God. Martha who? I don't know. Put it in Florida. That's where Smokey and the Bandit guy was. There you go. All right, so as we move on from this, anybody want to see the AAF another week?
Haven't seen any games. All the games this weekend were on NFL Network.
They had it so right. And they screwed it up so badly, you know. Keep it on CBS. I mean, XFL is going to have at least NBC, you know. So now, where the AFL or the AFF,
AAF
could have really made hay and really got there first and locked out the XFL forever, who has NFL? You got to buy the NFL package. Week the AAF seemed perfect. Everything was running good, good attendance, great show, great ratings on over the air. But you put in the NFL Network, and how much is the NFL Network? You know, it ain't cheap.
No.
You know, and how many people? You could watch the AAF at a bar anywhere because it's over the air kind of thing. Great picture, fairly decent announcers, but you knew what you're coming into play-wise, AAA ball.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody cares.
No. Nope.
If you had a 7 o'clock Saturday game in the middle of winter where there's traditionally broadcasters, this is kind of the best time because nobody's going out and playing and having fun and staying out late. So this is normally where your ratings go up. Wait, got something.
But see, this is what I'm saying. You don't have the visibility. CBS and the other game was on TBS. Everybody... Or at least majority of the people have...
They're entertained.
You know, basic cable, and those channels are basic cable channels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when it was on CBS Saturday night, all the reviews are positive. You know how hard that is? Even a movie to come out like that, to have all positive reviews. How do you run out of money in your first week?
Well...
It's like no data protecting? Yeah.
Well, but then on the other hand, what type of TV revenue are you getting when you go...
To the NFL Network.
To the NFL Network.
Nothing.
You're getting nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And unless you really projected that all these people were going to sign up for it, you know, just to watch the AAF, and then just a few games of the AAF.
And there's only a 10-game schedule. So, I mean, people are going to spend $100 or whatever the heck it is for the NFL Network for 10 games? Really?
10-game schedule, and you already ran out of money. How do you run out of money in the first game? You know, you would think that you would have a little bit of cushion, but I mean, if the league, it was sparse in some of those stadiums, half full, you know, which is better than what the Pistons games get, you know. But you don't have the I just can't believe the miscalculation that they did financially. You know, your first week that you went down.
Well, but, you know, whiffing on the video replay deal and the other scripts that you had, looking at AAF. Now you look at, you know, we have the Oakland Raiders with their search for a stadium. I mean,
maybe. Why can't they get Vegas built? I mean, it's not like they got to wait for the snow to go away. You know, did anybody hear the problem for it?
No, they're just, it's just going to take until right before the 2020 season. It's going to be like August.
Yeah, July. But they knew this 3 years ago there, you know.
Just like T-Mobile Arena for the Golden Knights. It's a show play. I mean, you should see their pregame show and everything else. I mean, they got drummers. They got
how is their
laser
attendance
lighting.
Still?
Good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they do it right for the fans. But, I mean, Vegas it in.
No, I mean, but, you know, when I saw the pregame show, I mean, it's like a show. I mean, it really is. I mean, they have the drummers. They got the cheerleaders. They got the Knights fighting on the ice before the game. Yeah. I mean, they got it going over there. I mean, you know, you go to any other stadium, it's just like
drop the puck.
Yeah, you know, the national anthem, the players are on the ice, and you know, they might have a little pregame, you know, drop the puck, little
whatever. Is that what that looked like?
And that's it.
Looked like a craft.
These guys, they got the little horn thing going, and and everything. I don't know how long that's going to keep going like that, but, you know, we're getting back into it.
Settling it into it. I like it. I like the whole deal. It adds excitement to a pretty docile league, you know, who has no mark on a hockey game, anything about hockey, any commercial or any hype. They're not even hyping the people they got. You know, the normal person could not name 3 stars from any NHL team. You know, there is no go-to Gretzky name.
Yeah. And now Vegas just picked up Mark Stone, the big scorer from Ottawa, in, you know, over the trade deadline. But
man, did Ottawa get rid of everybody.
Whee! Yeah. And the Red Wings did not.
Didn't get anybody.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's cool to be a seller, but if you really, really do think that Nyquist, you know,
really well in Montreal. He's got 20 goals.
Worth the first and second? Jensen, if you could get a first, second, and whatever we got for him.
No. They got Madison Bowery and
Bowie.
And
sounds like some kind of a
like David Bowie
second round pick.
I'm saying for Tatar.
Oh, for Tatar, yeah.
But
for Jensen, they got a.
They got nothing. They got a stiff
second round pick and.
And a craft.
Tell us a little bit about Madison Bowie.
They got a craft deck.
What did Holland have to say about Madison Bowie?
Madison Bowie. The Red Wings traded for Madison Bowie. And this is what Ken Holland had to say about
Madison. Suck!
Why would you trade for somebody if he's not a good thinker on the ice? If he gets the puck and he doesn't know what to do with it, what good is he?
He fit right in with this crowd, huh?
Well, evidently you picked him up because
epic fail.
You really, really, really want to lose so you can get Jack Hughes.
Works for us.
But then, on the other hand, you really think really highly of your coach that you want to extend him.
Oh, Lord. What's this all about now?
Holland thinks that Flashel is Scotty Bowman, I guess. I don't know.
As soon as we saw that last night, CKIW Radio 76 broke it first on Facebook.
Epic fail.
Like I said about Holland, not much of a thinker, right?
Yeah.
How are you going to extend this? And then we had one person write in and go, well, they're going to suck for a long time anyway, so why change coaches? Because you suck because you have a bad coach. That's why.
If you want your players to play better, you need to have a coach so they can so the better coach can teach them better.
Ta-da!
That's what she said.
Well, it's important to bench a player so you can watch from the press box because that's how you learn to play.
What?
Yeah. Especially when it's your bobblehead.
That's
night.
Right.
Especially
really? Especially when it's your night that they're handing out bobbleheads, you send them to Grand Rapids.
No way.
Well, there you go. But, I mean, you take a look at Team Disarray right now.
Uh-huh.
It always cracks me up that there was even thought that Jimmy Howard was going to go somewhere. Who would want him?
Yeah.
And then they already started beating those Detroit drums saying that, well, you know, he's got to go somewhere else. We'll get a draft pick. But then he'll come back and go with us. Here's a story. If anybody is getting him, he's going to go to a backup to a contending team. Like, he's going to say, sure. You know, I went and played, had a great time in the playoffs, but I want to go back to Detroit, who's never going to be anywhere near a playoff the next 3-4 years.
Go!
Wouldn't he want to go someplace where he might have a chance of winning a Stanley Cup instead of coming back here and never having a chance to win a Stanley Cup?
Take a hike.
Agreed.
Being off the hook for Nicholas Cronwell, but...
Ew.
He really didn't want to leave, so we decided not to.
Yeah, we didn't
want to
push him. We didn't want to make him sad.
They were lined up.
There you go.
Next.
That was pretty good. Maybe we get a cartoon rise. Thank you.
So I guess Detroit Red Wing fans.
Go for Hughes.
Keep, when you watch the game tonight and you see Blasho behind that bench.
Go for Hughes.
Just think, he might be back there for a long time.
Doesn't he look like a hedgehog? He's just like the eggnog. You know? I mean, like, there's, it just, that's where they drilled out where the brains came out of. And that's where he's like Mr. Lobotomy.
Yep.
But now
see, that's why he fits in with that player, right? Not a thinker.
I'm telling you, there is a bounce now for Chris Illich, you know, where people are, like, fed up with this guy already.
Yeah.
You know, he shouldn't be here. You know?
Look at the Tigers. They're horrible.
Oh, my.
Red Wings, horrible.
Wait. How do you say horrible?
The team is horrible. No.
5-game winning streak.
They don't need to win the playoffs. They're going to go straight to the Stanley Cup, right?
Where's it at? Wait a minute. Where's it at? You always put these things
in. I didn't put it in here today.
What? All right. It said in the paper today, L5, lucky 5.
No.
That's why they're winning.
No. Losses, 5 in a row.
Lucky 5. No. Lucky means you win. Five in a row.
They don't need to make the playoffs because they're going to get the Stanley Cup acclimation, right?
Again.
Yeah.
2 years in a row.
And Judge Judy's going to give it to him?
There you go.
Okay.
Why work hard?
Yeah. All right.
You know? I mean, they said if you would have a black player on your team, you can have this. It's kind of like to equal everything out.
Where the hell do you come up with this stuff?